I want to give you a mystical way, if you will, to understand the process of a round. You can look at it in the same way that you have the process of what it is to be a human. You start off at the 1-2, and you can call the 1-2 the conception point. When you get to the 41, because the 41 is the initiating codon, you can imagine this as the moment that the personality crystal comes into the body. In other words, you can imagine at the moment that this is really the beginning, because this is the point at which the two aspects are there together. And by the time you get to the 53rd step, you get to birth. And one of the things to understand about that is that we're in the 54th, approaching the 55th. We're not very far behind from where the birth was. Most of us have this assumption, and it's a correct assumption, that things are moving very quickly. They're moving very quickly because we are out, in that sense, of the round in that way. We're born, you know, we're out into the world. We have all the things that we need, and now we can complete this process of what this round is all about. So we have these very distinct stages. You know, the 1-2 until the 41, what you're dealing with is all of the foundation material, like building the vehicle itself. But building the vehicle so that it can be ready for its consciousness. In other words, up until that 41st stage, we basically have a world in which the personality, the individual personality, the unique consciousness does not emerge yet. This is a world where, you know, the underclass is enormous, and that there's only little lights here and there in terms of what's going on. And by the time you get to the 41 and you get to the personality, then you get to the demands of the personality. The demands of the personality for its individual rights, for the right to know what's going on in the world, for the opportunity to be able to rise up, for the ability to be able to be somebody who meets good fortune in their life. When we get to the 53, when we get to the birth in that sense, when we get to the point in the round where we're ready to move out, the 53rd gate is the gate that begins all new cycles in the sense of the abstract process of being human. In other words, it's a starting point. And out of that starting point is the need to enter into many, many, many things and many new things. But remember, it's coming after the 52. And what it really represents is the opening up of the possibility of getting information to the largest number of people. It's during the 53rd step that you would have the building of theaters in Europe, as an example, in which the public could come and be educated in that sense, that they could all share in large collective groups, not just tribal, but they could share information that was being put at them. It is the beginning of art in language. It's the beginning of what we will call the book. It's the beginning of all of these things that are going to enlighten humanity. You see, the speed is directly related to how much information people have. If a lot of people have the information, everything is incredibly fast. It's not that we're mutating faster. You can see it's a structure. But the passenger inside, it's one of the great dilemmas of being awake. The great dilemma of being awake is I have an extraordinary consciousness that's trapped in an animal's body. I mean, this is what it's about, folks. You know, it's about consciousness trapped in an animal's body. And this is all about that body and its life. So what we have is that the personality, which is the passenger, demands all the data. The body doesn't care. It eats, it fucks, it shits, it doesn't care. But the passenger inside wants to know all these things, and when the passenger inside gets the information, everything speeds up. So what you have to see is that the 53rd gate, what's so important about the 53rd step is that the 53rd step is the dissemination of the results of sitting still. In other words, all of those forces that were sitting there and concentrating and focusing, the 53 says, well, let's try it. Let's put it out. Let's write it into a book. There was a time when maybe 100 people in the Western world owned a book. Maybe 100. Not counting the monasteries, and, you know, just talking about a private citizen, all of a sudden, overnight, bang, all of that would change. And of course, we're still living with the phenomena of the 53. We're beginning to see it in its full glory. Everybody can just, you know, hook in the computer and it's all there. Everything. Everything you've ever imagined. It's all there. And this is the magic of this birth for us. And to recognize what that birth means for us. What it means is that the ultimate goal of humanity is that we're all conscious of the same thing with the same recognition. See, we are one. And until we all can grasp the same things together, we are never one. Money helps. You know, we've all grasped that together. You know, we're willing to exchange currencies and stuff like that. But to see that the whole information field that's going out is that the more and more and more and more and more information that goes out, the more you're going to see the death of things. We've already seen it. How science has carved up assumed magic. You know, we're living in an age now where, you know, you're going to have a carving up of those things that don't work. Because there's so many perspectives. There are so many views. There are so many of us who have access to information. This is the magic of the 53rd step. It's the magic that says everybody has a right to know everything. And that nobody should be restricted.